I'm ready for it.
Reese has the music going this morning. Wow.
This is about the time that Palo Verde Beetle hit me in the side of the head. I really wasn't paying attention.
Doing some ZZ Top.
Yes.
CJ writes in and sends a couple pictures. Again, another article that will be available on our website today. A ficus tree. Mm-hmm. With some damage on it. Wants to know if it's past the point of rescue. To paint a visual picture, it looks like the bark's peeled back on off of half the trunk.
It's pretty bad. It very well could have been the fact that those trees froze really hard a few years ago. The trunks or the limbs got sunburned. Now that the bark is peeled and he's got sooty canker as a secondary infection growing in that peeled back area in the branches. So once that sooty canker takes hold and starts spreading through the tree, it's darn near irreversible. So depending on how much of the tree is affected by that, how many of those main limbs or stems, what part of the trunk, that sort of thing is affected, it's probably not worth trying to save. I would, without seeing a complete tree, just looking at that damage, I would think the remedy is call Rosie and his chainsaw over there and get it done.
A replacement for the ficus, because that's not really a tree you'd recommend to be replaced. It's probably a different variety.
If you want a nice big shade tree, something like a live oak, red push pistache, Chinese elm, any of those would be great choices for replacing that kind of a look of a tree.
On that topic, Ann sent an email in and wants to know, is there a good variety that doesn't get too big, but will offer a shade canopy for the patio, and they're looking for something to fit into a xeriscape?
Well, if you want to stay on the smaller side, Texas Ebony is a great, small to medium tree that's very low water.
I love the green. That mm-hmm. those dark tree green varieties.
Ebony is a good name for it. It's almost dark green to black in appearance when it's healthy. Mastic is another one I like. Very dark green as well. It's a little slow growing, but doesn't get real big. Big enough to give you some shade. Those would certainly be my first two choices for a low water use, small type tree.
Now, we've talked a lot about the amount of moisture and rain that we've received and all the benefits. We haven't talked about the negative. Devin has become completely infested with whiteflies in his garden and wants to know what to do from here.
Yeah, well, I don't know that that's necessarily an effect of the rain anyway. We seem to have whiteflies
even
in certain
when it's
areas,
dry.
Even in the dry. In fact, usually they're the worst in late summer, early fall. But because we've had a mild winter, that's probably more of the reason than the rain is the fact that he might have some whiteflies. Now, is this a vegetable garden? I'm sorry.
It is. It's a raised vegetable garden.
Well, you can use, some of the different, like neem oil. So Fertilome's triple action or a neem oil-based spray that's, very safe to use on edibles. The oil is very effective on whitefly because you're just trying to kind of encapsulate or smother them, especially the eggs that are probably there. So, but you need to get on the underneath side of a lot of that foliage. So you're going to have to literally go out there and lift up leaves or, get them in a position where you can spray up underneath, on top, and you have to do it probably every couple, 3 days to stay on top of them.
And if you haven't switched your irrigation timer off.
Yep.
As was suggested for the last 4 or 5 Saturdays. Do that. what other things do we need to take away for the week?
Well, if you haven't pruned roses, you need to be doing that. If you've got deciduous fruit or shade trees, the ones that don't have any leaves on them, and they need pruned, now's the time to do that. We can getting ready for tomato and pepper planting time. It's just like next weekend, right around the corner. So if you need to make space in your garden, create a new garden, now's the time to be getting prepped with that. You know, lots of good compost, something like Hickman's or, you know, an organic fertilizer type product worked into the ground. Certainly planting winter flowers if you're getting ready to have. I would think you might be getting some visitors from up north here this spring. Yeah, you want to make sure the place looks good. Geraniums, petunias, pansies, all those great cool season annuals that we can plant to dress things up. Deciduous fruit tree planting, great time to be planting those stone fruits, those fruits that ripen in the summertime. And so it's just a great time to be doing all of that stuff. So get out of those holiday winter doldrums, get out and enjoy some sunshine today and get some exercise.
And from here, you go to Harper's Nursery on Hayden Road, south of Thomas, and you'll be there till...
Well, if people will keep coming, we'll be there all day, 4:35 o'clock.
We appreciate your time, Mr. Harper.
You're welcome.
As always. Next hour, we go into our open line hour. If you have a question about your house, home, castle, or cabin, get on the line now at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. You can also... The text options available... 411-923 and email info@rosieonthehouse.com. Our 10 o'clock hour, we have our article of the week. And this week, you heard it came up from our Minneapolis caller, Connie, wanted cactus but not saguaro. Well, we are talking saguaros this 10 o'clock hour. Six questions often asked. Did we get anyone lined up?
Yes, we did.
We've got a Forest.
Yes, we did.
Forest Service. Excellent. So stay tuned. That'll be our 10 o'clock hour. It's Rosie on the House. And we have a winner for our tickets, but we have Phoenix Coyotes tickets. If you're a hockey fan and subscribe to our newsletter, make sure you open it, read it, and you will know the trivia question that we'll ask next hour and give them away. This is for a game against the Montreal at Thursday, February 9th.